Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 8:13 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is March 4th. Well, this has been a day which has been absolutely dominated by speculation that in the equivalent of a State of the Union address tomorrow, the Chinese Premier is going to announce a big expansion of the Chinese stimulus package. And that has certainly been welcomed in China, where we saw markets up over 6%, and it fed through a little bit into China-related markets. So Hong Kong did well. Singapore found support at the lower side of its range. Taiwan did reasonably well. But you didn't have the kind of upward dynamics in other markets that you saw in China, because you still have this Wall Street leash effect. Certainly, that positive action in China and the fact that they are spending so much money, that's a new center of gravity for the Asian region and is lending support there. But by far, the biggest influence is going to be Wall Street. And Wall Street and a good number of European indices remain below those October-November lows. And while today has been a very good day, you had the DAX up over 5%, we do need to see these indices pushing back into those previous ranges and sustaining those moves to offset the bearish projections, which are looking for significant further downside. So this is a good day for the European indices. It's extremely positive. It puts at least a short-term floor under the market. But we need to see more of the same to get these markets back into those ranges that they broke down from in the last week or so. You look across at Asia, you have the Wall Street leash effect. They're certainly outperforming in the medium term. There aren't any of these important Asian markets which have broken down from their ranges, apart perhaps from the Nikkei, but the TOPIX and the TOPIX banks still remain at the lower side of their ranges and rallying from there today. They're being helped by the weaker yen, and the yen against the dollar broke upwards once more against the yen today, and this is good action for people looking at the yen, particularly when you look at some of those yen crosses. You look at yen Swissie, yen euro, yen pound, and the yen is weakening across the boards. Of course, the yen had been a safe haven along with the dollar, gold, and treasuries. And we're looking at each one of those in succession. You have the yen starting to weaken. You have treasuries significantly off their highs, and they were a bit weaker in here today as well. So that is turning into a relatively consistent downtrend. They were down almost a full point today, at around 124, or just below that actually, on the 30-year. So we have treasuries weakening. We have gold approximately $100 off its highs, and it was down about $10 today. So gold is, well, I suppose it's had a fantastic run from $700 to $1,000 and was probably due a consolidation as it approached that psychological level, the sort of the big round number, and encountered a little bit of round of phobia up there. But there is still potential for gold to perform in this environment when it has unwound some of this extremely good action that it put in prior to peaking. So gold is likely to remain under pressure in the very short term, but has plenty of room to perform in the medium to longer term. So when we go back to the safe havens, the yen is weakening, treasuries are weakening, gold is weakening, and the dollar hasn't weakened yet. It pulled back slightly today against the euro. The euro was stronger by almost a full cent. The pound a little bit more than that. And obviously, this is an important area for the dollar. It's approaching the, in terms of its strength, or the euro is testing its most recent lows against the dollar. And the dollar is the last of the safe havens out there. People continue to put their money in there, and of course, it's one of the only momentum trades out there. And there is a shortage of dollars as people are closing long positions and repaying foreign currency loans. But In the event that we see some of the vast amount of cash that's been built up on the sidelines getting reallocated to the stock markets, or, well, I think particularly to the stock markets, then we could see this dollar coming back quite sharply. It is so much easier to make a bearish case for the dollar. We've done that on numerous occasions. I'm not going to go doing it again. But it is really a momentum trade, and that is really what is keeping it strong at the moment. If we start to see those higher lows getting taken out, and I think the higher lows currently stand on the dollar index around 85.5, if they get taken out, then this dollar could fall in quite sharp order. For the moment, its move remains really quite consistent, and there is nothing in there to tell us that this momentum trade has ended. We know what it will look like when there is evidence there, and for the moment, it's probably just worth watching. But getting back to the main story of today, which is this China stimulus package, the commodity sector did really quite well out of this. Copper is up 13 cents, breaking upwards from this consolidation. It might be a stretch or to call this a base, but it is certainly looking like one in the very short term, and it looks like copper has got further to go on the upside right now. It would really need a downward dynamic, similar to the upward dynamic that we saw today, to pull it back into this range. And given the response from investors that this stimulus package is garnering, there is potential for these industrial metals to run on the upside, and copper is leading in that regard. Nickel also had a good day today, lead had a good day, zinc had a good day. So we're getting commonality across the sector. And the oil complex was up. Oil was up over $3.50, still within this base formation, but approaching the upper side of that base. And of course, it's on speculation that if China starts to pick up once more, they'll be consuming more oil, that type of thing. But what we have seen with oil, that once it bottomed back in December, that it has moved into a very consistent ranging phase. It's been ranging pretty much on that front month contract from the sort of low 30s up towards $50, and it's at 45.20 as I speak. So it would need to sustain a move above $50 to break upwards from this consolidation and tell us that there is significant demand coming back in here. Of course, if we do see the contango in oil starting to contract, and some of the people under pressure that have had so much of this in storage, then we could have excess supply in the market. So it will be very interesting to watch this pattern to see how consistent it turns out to be if it does break upwards, because there are so many factors in play around the oil price and the size of the United States Oil Fund ETF is so large that it is impacting the performance of that front month contract. So it may be better from an investment perspective to look at the second month continuation chart rather than the first month. Getting back to the commodities, sugar had a very good day today. It had a big downward dynamic 2 days ago, but rallied rather significantly, has not offset that downward dynamic. But the important factor that I only realized today is that sugar is in backwardation. So it that implies that there is a short-term deficit of the stuff around. And given today's good action, it would really need to take out today's or yesterday's lows to offset scope for this to push upwards. It's a less consistent trend now than it was before the downward dynamic 2 days ago, so it's a more risky proposition. But it does look like, given today's action, that there is potential for sugar to continue to push upwards. And if we see it failing at the highs that were relatively recent, then that would really countermand that view. But certainly interesting action here. And I also want to mention lumber. There has been a number of upward dynamics in the contract over the last few weeks, and it is remarkably low on a historical basis. It gave up some of that performance today, but had a very good day yesterday. And it looks like it's in the bottoming out phase. And the reason I mentioned lumber is because lumber was traded as a proxy in the commodity markets for the housing market. And if we see a bottom coming in lumber, that might give us an indication that demand is starting to come through once more for the commodity. So, certainly one to watch. And of course, also because it is so remarkably low down here on a historical basis, and the fact that fundamentally we've seen a number of sawmills closing down because they were unsustainable at the current prices. There is the potential when this does eventually turn on an impressive basis, there could be quite a big rally to pull this thing back up into more economic terms of production. So it will be interesting tomorrow to see what Premier Wen has to say in his State of the Union address and just how big the Chinese stimulus package is. But they're spending money all over the world buying up cheap commodities, and commodities are starting to rally on the expectation that they may have it right in terms of where they're going to spend their money, and they're certainly going to continue to build infrastructure, which is commodity intensive. And of course, we also saw today that a number of those commodity shares rallied really rather significantly. I mentioned BHP because it came back, tested the upper side of the range from 2 months ago, and is rallying in here today, and looks like it could go higher. So this has been an interesting day from the perspective of stock markets, but most especially for the commodities, and it will be interesting to see how things develop in the next few weeks. But thank you very much for your time, and have a good evening.